Welcome back into 1600 ESPN. You're with Spencer on Sports for a Thursday, and I am beyond thrilled to welcome back to the airwaves here on 1600 ESPN. No stranger to this time slot, a stranger kind of to this show. Lee Sterling of Paramount Sports going to join us throughout the football season, give you some picks throughout the college and pro football seasons, and always appreciate him joining me and joining us here at Eastern Iowa's Home for Sports. Lee, glad to have you on. How you doing?
I'm great. A lot going on in the off season. I had my oldest daughter get married, and then ended up moving offices after 30 years. So, other than that, status quo.
There you go. I bet you're ready for some football, right?
Oh yeah. The wedding was great. You know, to have your daughter, you know, tell you you gave her the wedding of her dreams, and how can I complain? You know, she went to UM. She was a UM cheerleader. She marries a UM former UM football player. And I actually probably love him more than I love her.
I hate to say that. There you go. Well, Lee, we know you're at ParamountSports.com. Folks can follow you on X at Paramount Sports. What's the number if folks want to get in touch here? We'll let you give it again toward the end of the segment. But what's the phone number, best number to reach you?
It's 800-400-9741. If they ever want to speak to me, have any questions, explain my unit system or my qualifications, or, you know, just talk about my service, how it works, the phone service. Be more than happy to talk to them. Now's the time, you know, not next Saturday or Sunday when the office, you know, all the action heats up. So week zero is nice. We get to, you know, dip our toe into the action and with these four or five games, and hopefully, you know, win a few of them and build a little bit of a bankroll.
Yeah, well, we'll see if we can do that here this week. The biggest game of week zero, of course, is Kansas State taking on Iowa State. Both teams looks like they've made it over to Dublin in one piece. Looking here, K-State is laying 3 against the Cyclones. What's your take on the game over in Dublin this weekend, Lee?
Well, I don't know if most people would realize that Iowa State's won 4 of the last 5 in the contest between these two teams and covered all 5. So, you know, there's not been an opening weekend game, so we'll see. That'll definitely change the dynamics. But I looked at both teams' schedules from last year. Iowa State played the 34th toughest schedule, Kansas State 38th. So near identical. But what was interesting was the Wildcats were better in almost every metric except for their record, whereas Iowa State ends up 11-3, Kansas State 9-4. So if you look at Kansas State on offense, they outgained their opponents by over 83 yards a game. Iowa State just 62. So why the difference? I think it comes down to a couple things. The main one was turnovers. Iowa State was +9 in turnovers for the year, while Kansas State was a very uncharacteristic -1 after going the 2 years before that +11 and +12. I think this game is going to come down to maybe a big play, and if that's the case, I'm probably going to put my money behind Avery Johnson. Here's a guy that's just so explosive running and throwing the football. And Iowa State, usually a team that wins 11 games, they've got 30 to 40 sacks on the year. Iowa State just 16 sacks. Well, Kansas State created more havoc. They had 35 last year. And maybe the cherry on top here is Iowa State, I think, is going to miss their second and third round draft choices here. Jaden Higgins and Jalen Noel, two receivers who combined for 167 catches and 17 touchdowns. I think Kansas State is the right side here. I think the right team is favored. Kansas State, 27-20 over Iowa State.
We'll stick with a Sunflower State team and go to another intriguing matchup. It's Kansas and Fresno State. My brain, when I think of Fresno State, goes back to like the 2000s when they were going to the Big Ten country and winning some of those games and that old anybody, anytime, anywhere slogan that they had. Different, obviously, scenario with Fresno State. Kansas is a team that Lance Leipold has done a very good job kind of bringing back up from the depths of despair over the last couple of seasons. Kansas laying 13 against Fresno State. What's your take on that matchup?
Yeah, and I think Kansas is going to be fine, but you know, the problem is talent-wise, they might be going through a little bit of a transition here in Lance Leipold's fifth season. I think their offensive and defensive lines are not close to where they want them to be here. Got some young players that they're going to have developed for them this year. Whereas Fresno State, believe it or not, with a first-year coach, he brings along a veteran here. E.J. Warner used to be at Temple. Here's a guy that back-to-back seasons started 10 and 11 games and thrown for almost 6,000 yards here. So I think by having that and some top playmakers at running back, receiver, tight end, and center, which is a very important position in college football, setting up all the different blocking schemes. So I just think that, you know, maybe with Kansas opening up their new stadium, people, maybe the excitement, you know, is too much on that. And, you know, maybe there's a little bit of pressure on them here in Fresno State. You know, they empty the gas tank and throw everything they've got at Kansas here. I think Kansas is going to win probably 30-24, but I'm going to take the points, almost two touchdowns in Fresno State. I think this game goes down to the wire.
Lee Sterling of Paramount Sports for a few more minutes here on 1600 ESPN. Got a week to wait for Hawkeye fans. They take on Albany next week inside Kinnick Stadium for the week one opener. But we can preview them a little bit here in the Big Ten and the Big 12 if you want. What's your take on the Hawkeyes this year? Three of last year's college football playoff teams come to Kinnick Stadium. New quarterback being broken in. Give me your thoughts on Iowa's outlook for 2025, Lee.
Well, I think it's a good move that they finally went after a quarterback that can push the ball down the field. I mean, this kid from South Dakota State has a total of 93 touchdowns. He's entering his fourth year. So I think he's going to be good. Also, you got a nice backup in Hank Brown. So I think that they're going to be better on offense. They did average 27 points per game last year, and I think the defense is going to be good again this year. Problem is, got a tough schedule. You know, they got to go after the Iowa State game. They got to play at Rutgers, Indiana, maybe an improved Wisconsin team, the best team in the conference, I think, talent-wise, Penn State. And then down the road, they got to play Oregon, USC, and at Nebraska. So I think they're probably looking at probably about a 7-5 season. But I definitely think the program is definitely trending upward and going to be a little bit more exciting. So I think it's going to be a wide open, you know, Big Ten. I think anything can happen. Everyone loves Penn State, you know, and Penn State talent-wise is the most talented team. I'm just not a believer in Drew Aller. Every time he has to play against a real good defense, you know, the guy just tightens up and just not real accurate. I think Ohio State's going to be down a few notches. So will Oregon. Michigan will be better. Illinois is certainly going to be better with all those, you know, guys on offense, plus staying around for 4 and 5 years. I think the surprise team this year, if you had to say in the Big Ten, I think it would be Nebraska. I think Nebraska, you know, finally has an offensive coordinator in Dana Holgorsen. That's going to be really good. So they're my surprise team. And then if you're looking, you know, at the Big 12, I think that's going to be wide open. I think there's four teams at the top that are probably going to set the table, and I'm talking about teams like Utah, Baylor, Iowa State, and Kansas State. I do not think that Arizona State's going to duplicate what they did last year, and I think Texas Tech, you know, when the pressure's off, they play their best football. So I think there's going to be some pressure. They spent a lot of money, and if they don't see results, don't be surprised if Joey McGuire is shown the door. My surprise team, if you're looking for an over-under to bet, the Houston Cougars at 5.5. I think Willie Fritz is one of the best coaches in the conference. He's in his second year. He's turned over the roster. He's got an experienced quarterback that started at Texas A&M. 5.5 wins, I have winning 7 or 8 games.
You mentioned Iowa State. You have them at least towards the top of your Big 12 predictions. Yeah. What do you think season-wise, win total-wise, Lee?
Well, I think, you know, like I said, this game is so important. The first game, you know, sometimes you can even lose that first game and the pressure is off. You know, teams forget about you. They don't take you as serious. But, you know, if they lose that game, I think that they'll beat South Dakota. Iowa's at home. They'll have a good shot there at Arkansas State, Arizona, at Cincinnati, at Colorado. And BYU is not even close to where they were last year. They lost their quarterback and a lot of key players, especially at the receiver position. So, I like Iowa State's schedule. I mean, it would not totally shock me if they lost to Kansas State and maybe run the table. So it's going to be a fun season. Both teams, like I said, improved over last year. And like I said, with college football playoff with 12 teams getting in, you know, the excitement's going to stay. Usually, you know, by mid-November, you've almost given up on a lot of your teams if you've lost two, three games. Not the case this year.
Lee, any specials this week at Paramount Sports for folks to take advantage of?
Yeah, if they want to get involved, they can. If they've never been with us before, don't sign up for the season. Try 6 weeks. You can get from tonight all the way through the end of September. We call it September to Remember, normally $5.97. If you use coupon code SAVE100, how about this? Just $497, comes out to $80 a week. You're going to generally get most weekends 8 to 12, 8 to 13 games a week. And on our top plays, our 40 to 50 unit max wagers, the last 18 years were 71 and 28. That's well above 70%. No one in the country can top that documented record. So check us out, ParamountSports.com. Also, a UFC card starts at 2 a.m. on Saturday morning from China. We've won 10 of the last 13 cards. You want to try us? Normally, it's three selections, $33. If you use coupon code SAVE30, how about this? Three selections, $3. Just one place, ParamountSports.com, or call 800-400-9741.
Lee, appreciate it, sir. We'll talk to you again next week for week one, okay?
Sounds good. Take care.